Thank you to all the wonderful devotees who are kindly present here. Thank you, Pancha Gauda Prabhu, for the wonderful kirtan. And thank you all the senior devotees present here. We'll begin with Jai Radha Madhav. And today, it is Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 9th chapter, verse number 39.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev.
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्ण. सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 9 वर्स नंबर 39. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. अंतरहितेन्द्रियार्थाय हरये विहितांजलिः सर्वभूतमयो विश्वम् ससर्जेदं सपूर्ववत्. सिनोनिम्स अंतरहिता ऑन द डिसअपीयरेंस इंद्रिय अर्थाय unto the personality of Godhead, the objective of all senses. Haraye unto the Lord. Vihita anjali, enfolded hands. Sarvabhuta, all living entities. Mayaha, full of. Vishwam, the universe. Sasarja, created. Idam, this. Saha, he. Brahmaji, Purvavad, exactly like before. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the object of transcendental enjoyment for the senses of the devotees, Brahma, with folded hands, began to recreate the universe full with living entities as it was previously. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is the object for fulfilling the senses of all living entities. Illusioned by the glaring reflection of the external energy, the living entities worship the senses instead of engaging them properly in fulfilling the desires of the Supreme. In the Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, 13th chapter, verse number 2, there is the following verse. Kindly repeat after me. Akshno phalam tva drishya darshanam hi. तनौ फलं त्वादृश गात्र संगः जिह्वा फलं त्वादृश कीर्तनं हि सुदुर्लभा भागवता हि लोके. ओ डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड, द पर्पस ऑफ द विजुअल सेंस is fulfilled simply by seeing you. And to touch your body is the fulfillment of bodily touch. The tongue is meant for glorifying your qualities, because in this world a pure devotee of the Lord is very difficult to find. Originally, the senses of the living entity were awarded for this purpose, namely to engage them in the transcendental loving service of the Lord or that of his devotees. But the conditioned souls, illusioned by the material energy, became captivated by sense enjoyment. Therefore, the whole process of God consciousness is meant to rectify the conditional activities of the senses and to re-engage them in the direct service of the Lord. Lord Brahma thus engaged his senses in the Lord by recreating the conditioned living entities to act in the recreated universe. This material universe is thus created and annihilated by the will of the Lord. It is created to give the conditioned soul a chance to return home back to Godhead. And servants like Brahmaji, Naradji, Vyasji and their company become busy with the same purpose of the Lord, to reclaim the conditioned souls from the field of sense gratification and return them to the normal stage of engaging the senses in service of the Lord. Instead of doing so, that is, converting the actions of the senses, the impersonalists began to make the conditioned soul senseless, and the Lord also senseless. That is improper treatment for the conditioned souls. The diseased condition of the senses may be treated by curing the defect, but not uprooting the senses altogether. When there is some disease in the eyes may be cured to see properly. Plucking out the eyes is no treatment. Similarly, the whole material disease is based on the process of sense gratification. And liberation from the diseased condition is re-engagement of the senses to see the beauty of the Lord, hear His glories and act on His account. Thus, Brahmaji created the universal activities again. Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripam tamaham vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Thank you very much once again, dear devotees, for kindly being present here today. There are some devotees whom I recognize and I would like to acknowledge them. Thank you, Shesha Prabhu, for kindly being present here today. Thank you, Mother Narayani, for kindly being present. It's nice to see you after so long. And thank you to all the wonderful devotees from Bhakti Vedanta Academy here today. Welcome, dear devotees. Today, we are speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, the section in which Shri Krishna has given His darshan, His vision to Shri Brahma. And He has spoken four most important verses to Shri Brahma. And these verses are the foundation of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are known as Chatuhu Shloki. Dear devotees, do we know what is the meaning of Chatuhu Shloki? All right, wonderful. So Chatuhu means four. And Shloki means verses. So Chatuhu Shloki means four-versed Bhagavatam. Originally, the Srimad Bhagavatam consisted of how many verses, dear devotees? Four. And based on these four verses, Sri Vyasadeva, in his samadhi, in his meditation, has elaborated upon them in the form of the current Srimad Bhagavatam. How many verses does the current Srimad Bhagavatam contain? 18,000. Wonderful. So, current Srimad Bhagavatam of 18,000 verses came from the seed of four verses. And these four verses were spoken to Shri Brahma by Shri Krishna Himself. And after Shri Krishna spoke the four verses, what happened is described in this particular verse. It says, Antarhita Indriyarthaya. Antarhita means our Krishna disappeared from the vision of Shri Brahma. Now it's very important to understand, and I would like to ask a question to all of you. How many of us would like to see Krishna face to face like Shri Brahma saw? Oh, wonderful. So we all would like to see Krishna face to face. And just like all of you, I would also like to see Krishna face to face. But whenever I go anywhere in the world, I try to find Krishna. But it is very difficult to see Krishna face to face. Everywhere in the world, I see objects of the world. But it is very difficult to see Krishna walking somewhere in the field. How nice it would be if I could see Krishna someday like that. walking outside in the field. But it is very difficult. Why is it difficult? The verse explains antarhita indriyarthaya. Bhagavan is antarhita. Antarhita means he has disappeared from our vision. Krishna has disappeared from our vision. Now, why has Krishna disappeared from our vision? It's a very simple reason. Because Krishna appears at specific times in history. And that time is no longer currently going on. Krishna appeared in the previous yuga, which is known as Dwapar Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga, Krishna was visible even to the non-devotees. For example, I would like to ask a question. Please answer in yes or no, dear kids. Did Duryodhan see Krishna face to face?
Yes.
Wonderful. Did Shakuni, the crooked uncle, see Krishna face to face?
Yes.
And am I so bad that I cannot see Krishna face to face? If Duryodhan can see Krishna face to face, if Shakuni can see Krishna face to face, then why can't I see Krishna face to face? Yes, I would like to invite an answer. Can you? Yes, loudly.
Because it's the wrong yoga.
Yeah, it's the wrong yoga. Wonderful. Let's have an applause for the correct answer. Because we took birth in the wrong yuga. Alas. Those who were not qualified for Satya Yuga ended up in Treta Yuga. Those who were not qualified for Treta Yuga ended up in Dwapar Yuga. And the rejects of the rejects of the rejects ended up in this particular age. And that happens to be myself. So I am automatically disqualified from seeing the Lord. Sri Jiva Goswami, who is a very learned acharya in our tradition, he quotes a very nice verse in his book named Krishna Sandarbha. He says, Pratyaksha Rupa Dhrik Devo Drishyate na kalauharihi krita adishveva tenaisha triyugah paripathyate. Pratyaksha rupa drig devo, taking a direct form in front of the eyes, drishyate na kalau. Krishna will not be seen in the age of Kali Yuga. But he is seen in the remaining three ages. So Krishna is seen in which three ages, dear devotees? Satya, Treta, Dwapar. But he is not seen directly in one age. In which age is he not seen directly? Kali. Therefore, one of the names of Krishna is Triyuga. What is that name, dear devotees? Triyuga. Triyuga means the person who is seen only in how many ages? Three ages. Now, when I heard this, I was very depressed. Because I always wanted to see Krishna face to face. And I always, you know, I have read letters from Srila Prabhupada. Follow the process nicely. Chant 16 rounds. Follow four regulative principles. And one day you will see that Krishna is speaking to you face to face. But later somewhere I read that Krishna cannot be seen face to face in the age of Kali Yuga. So, I am a little disappointed. Also, there is another incident which I would like to remind all of you. One time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Vrindavan. And when he went to Sri Vrindavan, he was staying in a place which was near to Kaliyadaha. Kaliyadaha is the place near Yamuna where Sri Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya. So he was staying near Kaliyadaha. And every day there were many people coming to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one particular day, many pilgrims came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you know we have heard a wonderful news. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what wonderful news? So they said, some people are reporting that nowadays at night, you can see Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya in the Yamuna. Would you like to come and see? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, no, no, you go ahead and see. I will stay here. So, all right. Next day again, few people came and said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come. Before the vision disappears, please come tonight. Maybe you will see Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again laughed and said, no, no, it's okay. You go and see. I am all right here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a personal assistant. His name was Sri Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Very learned Brahmana. So he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can I, like, tonight go and try to see Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started laughing. And he lovingly said to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Krishna kene darshan dibe kali kale? Why will Krishna give darshan in the age of Kali Yuga? Nija brahme murkha loka kare kola hale. By their own illusion, foolish people are creating a loud commotion. It's a rumor. Do not go. So his dear servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya did not go. And after a few days, it was found out that it was not Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. It was a boatman with his lights, you know, giving the impression that Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conclusively said that in the age of Kali Yuga, why will Krishna give darshan? Why will Krishna show himself to all of us? It is not possible. So I hope all of you like the conclusion, all right? In Kali Yuga, we cannot see Krishna. Are all of you happy?
No.
All right. Srila Prabhupada ki. Should we pause here? No. No. We should not pause here. Because our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition is Madhuryena Samapayet. Whether it is a class, a talk on Srimad Bhagavatam or Prasadam, we should end with sweets. That is our tradition. So we should end on a sweet note. So if we cannot see Krishna face to face directly, then what do we do? And we have also heard that there were some personalities who have seen Krishna face to face even in Kali Yuga. Can anybody name a few personalities in Kali Yuga who have seen Krishna face to face? Yes.
Arjuna
is from the previous age. He has seen Krishna face to face, but he is from the previous age. Okay. Anybody else would like to specify any person from this age who has seen Krishna face to face? Yes. Okay, Lord Chaitanya, obviously. Huh? He came to see Krishna. His purpose is to see Krishna face to face. Wonderful. Yes. Srila Rupa Goswami. Wonderful. Anybody else? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Yes. Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful. Huh? On the Jaladuta, Srila Prabhupada saw Krishna face to face. Anybody else would like to specify? Yes. Sri Ramananda Rai, wonderful. Okay. So there are many individuals. Sri Madhavendra Puri, he has also seen Krishna face to face. So when so many individuals have seen Krishna face to face, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that we cannot see Krishna face to face? So it is important to understand, and I will try to explain something. Please hear carefully. Dear devotees, in this age of Kali, usually Shri Krishna cannot be seen face to face. And this is specified very clearly in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, a wonderful literature written by Sri Sanatan Goswami. The Brihad Bhagavatamritam is a wonderful story of a devotee named Gopakumar. Have some of you heard about Gopakumar? Yes. So Gopakumar is a wonderful devotee. He is a young boy. You know, just like all of you are young, he is also a young boy. And his guru has given him a special mantra. He chants that mantra. And he is going from one planet to another planet to another planet to another planet. One fine day, Gopakumar ends up in the planet named as Tapahaloka. Tapahaloka is the planet where there are many perfected sages. And these perfected sages, they are practicing their devotional service on Tapahaloka. Gopakumar comes and he meets a very wonderful perfected sage whose name is Pippalayan. Pippalayan is one of the 100 sons of Lord Rishabhdev. So Pippalayan comes and asks a question to Gopakumar. Dear devotees, hear carefully the question that Pippalayan asks. Pippalayan asks Gopakumar, Gopakumar, why are you roaming here and there unnecessarily? Gopakumar says, because I want to see my Lord Madan Gopal face to face. Pippalayan says, stop Gopakumar, stop. Stop moving here and there. Gopakumar says, why? Pippalayan then says, please answer two questions. And then you can take a decision about this. And then he asks two questions to Gopakumar. Now, before I ask these two questions to all of you, I would like to ask you one question of my own. My question is, how many of you would like to see Krishna face to face? Once again, please raise your hands, all right? Almost all of you. So Gopakumar also had this in mind. Now Pippalayan asks him the first question. Gopakumar, I will give you two options. And all of you also have to select one of these two options. Alright? You can select only one of these two options. Option one. You will see Krishna through the eyes, but you will feel nothing in the heart. Option two. You will see Krishna in the heart, but nothing through the eyes. Which option do you want to select? Oh, but right now you were saying you wanted to see through the eyes. Hey, you changed your party immediately, huh? In a single question you changed, huh? So, Pippalayan said to Gopakumar, Gopakumar, try to understand. The eye is only an optical instrument which gets the false ego that I have seen Krishna. Actually, the happiness of seeing Krishna is experienced by the eye or the heart, dear devotees? Devoid of the heart, can the eye independently enjoy a vision of Krishna? No. Therefore, in order to see Krishna face to face, the most important sense organ that we need is not the eye. The most important sense organ that we need is the heart. This was the first question. Now, I will ask all of you a second question. I wish to have an answer from all the wonderful devotees of Bhaktivedanta Academy here. Can a blind man see Krishna?
Yes.
Are you? How? Wonderful. So, it is possible for a blind man to see Krishna. A blind man cannot see any object of the world. But he can see an object which does not belong to this world, that is Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So therefore, dear devotees, Pippalayan says the most important darshan, vision of Krishna, and I would like you to repeat this term, is antar darshan. Antar darshan means darshan within the heart. So more important than Bahir Darshan, external Darshan, is which Darshan, dear devotees? Antar Darshan. So this Antar Darshan, we will remember this term. Because this Antar Darshan is the most important Darshan. This inner vision of Krishna is the most important vision that is needed for all of us. Because without Antar Darshan, even if we get to see Krishna externally, it has no meaning whatsoever. Now there are two terms, Antar Darshan, inner Darshan, Bahir Darshan, outer Darshan. Alright, now I will ask a question. Did Duryodhan get Bahir Darshan, outer Darshan? Yes. But Duryodhan did not get one Darshan. Which Darshan did he not get? Antar Darshan. So, do we want to have Darshan like Duryodhan, Bahir Darshan, but no Antar Darshan? Or do we want to have like Shri Bilva Mangal Thakur, Antar Darshan, but no Bahir Darshan? What do we want to become like, Duryodhan or Bilva Mangal Thakur? Bilva Mangal Thakur. Therefore, dear devotees, we should try to understand that Antar Darshan or Darshan within the heart is the most important Darshan, the most important vision of Krishna that a devotee can have in his or her life. And after a devotee has Antar Darshan, seeing Krishna within the heart, then in some rare cases in Kali Yuga, it may also happen that the devotee may get Bahir Darshan or external Darshan. But that is the exception, not the rule. Generally, it may not happen. In some rare cases, it may happen. I will give an example. For example, in the late 1960s, Srila Prabhupada, he was planning to climb aboard the Jaladuta ship. Srila Prabhupada has given up everything for Sri Krishna. Prabhupada had a very wonderful family, prosperous family, a very wonderful, prosperous business. But he gave up his family and the business was gradually lost. Srila Prabhupada, in order to fulfill the desire of Sri Krishna and the desire of his Guru Maharaj, he gives up everything. And he is asking different people simply for a ticket on a ship to the United States of America so that he can fulfill the vision of his Guru Maharaj. Now, Srila Prabhupada approaches a lady named Sumati Morarji, a very pious lady from the Pushti Marg, Sampradaya of Sri Vallabhacharya. Sumati Morarji says to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why are you going to die there? You know, this is what she says. Swamiji, you are going to die there. Please don't go. Srila Prabhupada said, I would still like to try. You know, please, if possible, give me a ticket. So she arranges for one ticket in the cargo section of her container, Jaladuta. And Srila Prabhupada climbs aboard the Jaladuta. There is, when he is about to climb, there is nobody who is there to see him off except for one relative. One of his son comes to see him off. Nobody comes to see him off. And when Srila Prabhupada climbs on that ship, Jaladuta, on the very first night, it so happens that Srila Prabhupada experiences one of the greatest difficulties, which is he has two heart attacks, one after the other. Now, Srila Prabhupada, within that closed container, which has only one small window, Srila Prabhupada is in such a situation which is very precarious. But even in the most difficult situation, Srila Prabhupada does not give up his most important quality. And what is Srila Prabhupada's most important quality? His favorability towards Sri Krishna. Because if there would be anyone else besides Srila Prabhupada, perhaps they would have said, enough. I have given so much. And I am going to the United States for fulfilling your vision, Sri Krishna. And what are you doing here? You know, giving me so many difficulties. Turn back the ship. If it would have been anybody else, maybe they would have said something like this. But this is not just anybody else. This is Srila Prabhupada. And even in the most difficult and unfavorable situation, he says to Sri Krishna, O Krishna, whatever you wish to do, you do. If you think that, you know, I have to fail today, let me fail. If you think I have to succeed, let me succeed. Make me dance as you wish to dance. Seeing this favorable nature in the most difficult situation, Sri Krishna, who usually never appears in Kali Yuga, especially not in a metal container, dear devotees, Sri Krishna is forced by the devotion of his devotee to appear in a metal container. And Sri Krishna appears in front of Srila Prabhupada and puts his hand on the chest of Srila Prabhupada and says, Dear Abhay, now you need not worry. After this, I will take care. And Srila Prabhupada then experiences an antar darshan. He got Bahir darshan. He saw Krishna come to him, put his hand on his chest. And then Srila Prabhupada sees an antar darshan, that all the incarnations of the Lord are personally in charge of the Jaladuta. And both darshans, Bahir darshan, external darshan, as well as antar darshan, darshan within the heart, were had by Srila Prabhupada on that Jaladuta ship. But dear devotees, this is an exceptional case. General case in Kali Yuga, most of us have to aspire for one darshan. And which darshan is that? Antar darshan. All the acharyas pray for this.
Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva
sadaiva hridayeshu. Oh, I thought nayaneshu. I thought from the eyes. No. The saintly souls always desire to see Krishna within the heart.
Mama mana mandire raho nisi dine.
Are mama mana mandire, not mama nayana mandire, dear devotees. Raho nisi dine, stay day and night.
So, varam deva moksham na mokshavadhim va. Nachanyam vreneham varishadapiha idam deva purnatha gopala balam sadame manasyavirastam ki
sadame manasyavirastam. Appear always in my mind. Not only this verse, next verse repeats the same thing.
Idam te mukham bojam atyanta nilay vritam kuntalay snigdha raktaischa gopya muschumbitam vimba raktadharam me manasya virastam alam lakshalabhe
manasya virastam. Arey, this Damodar Ashtakam is by Satyavrat Muni from the Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, he can directly see the Lord. Why is Satyavrat Muni saying, appear in my mind and heart? The reason is because in the mind and heart, you can see Bhagavan 24 hours, dear devotees. Antar Darshan is how many hours? 24 hours. Bahir Darshan is not 24 hours. External Darshan is not 24 hours. Even if we go to Goloka Vrindavan, how many of us would like to go to Goloka Vrindavan after this life? Oh, wonderful. Let's say we all reach Goloka Vrindavan. And after we go to Goloka Vrindavan, we see Krishna face to face. Now he will remain in front of us for some time. Then in the daytime, he will go to the forest. Now when he goes to the forest in Goloka Vrindavan, are the gopis and other people able to see him? No, he has gone to the forest. But even when he has gone to the forest and they are not externally able to see him, Even in Goloka Vrindavan, they are able to see him in one place. Where are they able to see him? In their hearts. Dear devotees, therefore, even in the spiritual world, Krishna is not seen 24/7 in front of the eyes. Krishna is seen 24/7 within the heart. Therefore, the best type of darshan, dear devotees, is darshan within the heart. Once we have this darshan, then darshan through the eyes will definitely follow sooner or later. With this, I'd like to pause my speech. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Yadatra skhalitam kinchit vidvam saha purayantu tat. Yadatra saushtavam kinchit tad guru reva me nahi. Yadatra skhalitam kinchit. If there's any mistake that I made, vidvam saha, you are all learned devotees. Purayantu tat, please correct any mistakes. But yadatra saushtavam kinchit. If there's anything nice in the class, please remember, tad guru reva. It belongs to my gurujanas. Me nahi. It doesn't belong to me. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much to the devotees from Bhakti Vedanta Academy. Wonderful, wonderful. Hare Krishna. Yes, there was a question. There was a hand raised. Yes, yes. Yes. Please, if the mic can be passed.
But we can see Krishna face to face.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Wonderful.
Not special mercy, right?
Yes, wonderful. So, the question here is, but we can see Krishna face to face, Sri Vigraha. Bhagavan is present here in the form of the Sri Vigraha. Deity form of the Lord. So, what about seeing Krishna face to face here? So there is a, this also has been discussed by the previous acharyas. I had less time today, so I could not cover all the aspects, but I will specify where it is discussed by the previous acharyas. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami is specifying the history of a devotee carpenter. He says, Tatha hi shruyate shastre, kaschit kurupuri sthitaha, nanda suno radhishthanam tatra putra taya bhajan, naradasya upadeshena siddho bhud vriddha vardhaki. There was an old carpenter staying in Kurukshetra. He was worshipping a deity of Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in the commentary, and this is the answer to your query. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in the commentary, seeing Krishna face to face and seeing Krishna in the Sri Vigraha, deity, although are considered by the devotees to be same, yet there is a technical difference. What is the technical difference? That when one sees Krishna face to face, which is known as Sakshat Darshan, one is able to exchange one of the five bhakti rasas directly with Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna also interacts with the devotees, speaks to the devotee, touches the devotee, interacts in many other ways. The devotee gets Harer Madhurya Anubhava, a complete experience of Sri Krishna's sweetness through all the senses on getting Sakshat Darshan. Whereas on getting Sri Vigraha Darshan, Darshan of the deity, the devotee is able to get experience sweetness only through one of the senses, through the eyes. Therefore, Sakshat Darshan carries the combined sweetness of all the senses, experience of all the senses. Whereas Darshan of the deity sometimes carries experience of only one or two senses. Maybe the eyes and the nose get the fragrance of the deity's flowers. So although there is no difference, but technically the acharyas have also given a difference. And then Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, I will quote his exact words here. Tasmat sadhakena tu Sri Krishna darshan asambhavat tat pratimaya eva seva kartavya. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, when it is especially difficult, almost impossible to see Krishna face to face, therefore, devotees should focus their attention on serving the deity even more. This is the answer given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. in his commentary to Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that commentary directly answers the question that you had asked. So I hope this satisfies your commentary. So although no difference, but technically the acharyas have still drawn a small line of difference between seeing the deity and seeing Bhagwan face to face. So I think Prabhuji, you have the mic, yes.
So how do we see Krishna within the heart? How do we develop that?
Wonderful. How do we see Krishna in the heart? And how do we develop the eligibility to have that darshan? So for long I was trying to find the answer to this question also. This question is answered by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In his commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, verse number 22. Satam kripa mahat seva shraddha guru padashraya bhajaneshu spriha bhaktir anartha pagamastatha nishtha ruchir atha sakti rati prematha darshanam harer madhuryanubhava ityarthasyus chaturdashe. He says that a devotee progresses through 14 stages. I will speak the 14 stages. Satam kripa, first, the mercy of the sadhus is a must. Mahat seva, personal service rendered to the sadhus is a must. Shraddha, developing faith.
Can you repeat the sign?
Yeah. Personal service, rendering service to the sadhus, to the saintly souls. Third is Shraddha. One gets implicit faith in Vedic literature because of association of sadhus. Fourth, Guru Padashraya. A devotee attains shelter at the lotus feet of Guru. Fifth, bhajaneshu spriha. The devotee develops a thirst to execute actual limbs of bhakti, such as shravanam kirtanam. Sixth, bhaktihi. The devotee seriously executes bhakti. Seventh, anartha pagamastatha. The anarthas start going away. Eighth, nishtha. The devotee becomes fixed on the path. Ninth, ruchi. The devotee starts getting little taste and attraction. Tenth, athasakti. The devotee becomes firmly attached to Shri Krishna. 11th, ratihi. The devotee starts experiencing first semblance of Krishna prem. 12th, he actually experiences Krishna prem. Athadarshanam. After prema comes stage number 13, darshan. The devotee sees Krishna within the heart. And that is not the final stage. Final stage is stage number 14. Harer Madhuryanubhava. The devotee gets a complete experience of Hari's sweetness through all the senses that the devotee has. Iti arthahasyus chaturdashe. These, dear devotees, are the 14 certain stages of progress in the journey to pure devotional service. So after prema, after the stage of prema is attained, stage number 12 is stage number 13, a darshan of Krishna within the heart, and in some exceptional cases, a darshan also through the eyes within this age. So this is the eligibility. I am specifying the reference, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.22, the Sanskrit commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has composed a few verses. Usually he writes paragraphs. In this commentary, in this verse commentary, has composed a few verses of his own in order to specify the 14 stages of progress. Stage number 13 being darshan, or a vision of Krishna within the heart. So I hope that satisfies your query, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Yes.
Very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Also, Lord Krishna says, I can only be seen through bhakti, devotional service.
Yeah.
And so I guess all the processes you explain are inclusive there. For curiosity's sake, when did Brahma saw, this pastime took place? How long ago? I have something in my mind, but I want, to hear from someone else. When did this pastime took place?
When did this pastime take place?
With Yeah, Brahma seeing Krishna.
So, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the seed of this is spoken. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. So, tene means he expanded. Brahma, Vedic knowledge. Hrida, through the heart, first and foremost. Adikavaye, unto Lord Brahma. So, it was Shri Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, obeisances to Vasudev, who expanded this knowledge through the heart of Shri Brahma. Then in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam it is described that when Shri Brahma originally started creating the universe, so Sargascha Pratisargascha, Sarga is primary creation of the universe by Bhagavan Shri Vishnu. And Pratisargascha, secondary creation, like Srila Prabhupada said, recreating. He began recreating Pratisargascha, the universe. So when he then Pratisarga began, at that moment Bhagavan Brahma saw that the entire universe was in darkness. And at that point of time Sri Brahma started meditating. And when he started meditating, at that point of time, after a long time of meditation, it was Bhagavan Sri Krishna who gave him causeless darshan. And at that point of time, Brahma got these instructions, including all the Vedas were revealed in the heart of Shri Brahma. Because Tene Brahma, not only four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, all Brahma, all Vedic knowledge was revealed within the heart of Shri Brahma after he had performed his tapa on the Nabhi Kamal, on the lotus of Bhagavan Shri Narayan. That is the answer to your query. Yes.
So the time, if you were to put it in time span, I was thinking at the beginning of the universe, which is 155 trillion years, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, me, when I thought about it, it's a long, long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for this very sweet class. Is it possible that Krishna has thousands of incarnations, thousands of forms? Is it possible he may appear in a super soul in a different form?
As super soul within a different form, you'll have to rephrase. I'm not able to understand. Like, what is it possible that he appears?
He may appear in a different form in the devotee's heart.
Oh, achcha. No. He will not appear in a different form. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma, and I am specifying the proof here, Shri Brahma, he says to Bhagavan, Yad yad dhiyata urugaya vibhavayanti, tat tad vapuhu pranayase sadanugrahaya. Yad yad dhiya. With whatever meditation, whatever choicest form that they meditate upon you, you will display that specific form in front of them. So, in the Brahma Samhita, the second proof is given. Yadrishi yadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur translates in English, the realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. This is the exact, you know, English translation. So, realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. So this is what it is, the specific form of the Lord that we have in our heart and towards whom we attain prema, that specific form of the Lord will be revealed in the heart. But in the heart there is the four-handed form. But yes, bahumurti ekam murtikam, all forms are contained within any one form. Therefore he can show any one form within the heart as and when he desires, depending upon the specific form that the devotee is attracted to. So you will not be shown a form at random, you will be shown a form which you were aspiring for. That is the answer to your query. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Alright. Okay. Oh, now I am little scared. I hope I am not in trouble. Huh? Okay.
We are recently reading about Radharani is meeting Krishna, but then she quoted many verses But conclusion of verses is Anera Ridaya Mana Mora Mana Vrindavana Bane Mane Eka Karimani. So even though you are same Krishna, I am same Radharani, but our meeting is not favorable. So it's not the form of Krishna. There must be form changes or place causes the form to change or
So this is a specific situation wherein in Kurukshetra, you know, Srimati Radharani saw Krishna after many years, minimum 75 years had passed when she saw him again. Now in 75 years, any so-called love of the material world will be completely finished. But Sri Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, prema is that which does not get destroyed even if there are millions of reasons for prema getting destroyed. So that is prema. So she sees Krishna 75 years or so after he had departed for Mathura. Now, there is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to express this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not able to find a, you know, he is so perplexed in trying to find words. He ends up singing a verse from a mundane romantic novel, Kavya Prakash. Ya kaumar harasa eva hi varasta eva chaitrakshapa te chon milit malati surabhaya praudha kadambanira sa chai vasmi tathapi tatra surata vyapar lila vidhau revarodha sivet sitarutale cheta samutkanthate. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts singing this, and in Rath Yatra, people are surprised. In the 11th canto, Bhagavan has said a sannyasi should never listen to mundane songs. In the Varnashram section, 11th canto, chapter 17, Bhagavan has said a sannyasi should never, in 8th chapter also, a sannyasi should never listen to mundane songs. So everybody in the Rath Yatra is surprised. What is happening? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in those days there were no movies, there was no Hollywood. So these mundane literature, that was the movies and Hollywood of that day. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, as a sannyasi, singing a mundane verse from Kavya Prakash, which has nothing to do with Vrindavan. People are surprised. Sri Rupa Goswami understands what is the issue going on here. Issue is, God is unable to find words to express His sentiments. God has become tongue-tied in order to describe His emotions towards Shri Krishna. So where God fails, God's choicest poet, Shri Rupa Goswami, comes and understands what is the issue. In order to experience Ras, there are many factors needed. And what are the factors? Vibhavair anubhavaischa satvikair vyabhicharibhi. Vibhav, the causes of experiencing love. The cause of experiencing love is called rasa, is called as vibhav. But vibhav is divided into two categories, alamban and uddipan. Alamban are the supporting entities. Shri Radha and Krishna, they are present there. Both alamban are present. But uddipan, the exact trigger, is not present. The situation has changed. Therefore, she says, you know, I wish to take you back to that Yamuna. Here you are king, where the situation has changed. Therefore, the experience of Ras does not occur. Then Sri Rupa Goswami, Bhagavan's choicest poet, creates a parallel verse, mirror verse. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra militas Tatha ham saradha tadidamu bhayur sangama sukham Mano me kalindi pulina vipinaya sprihayati. He creates a parallel verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, how could you understand what is going on in my heart? And then he says, you understood, Rupa Goswami, you understood. The uddipan is not the same.
The situation was not the same, therefore I want Krishna to return to Sri Vrindavan. So because the various factors of rasa are different, therefore the experience of rasa is not the same. And that is the reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that Bhagavan should come back to Sri Vrindavan. And therefore we say Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. He is the only one who understood what is the Manah Abhishtam, what was the deepest desire hidden within the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I hope this satisfies your query.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who is in charge of the time, please let me know, because I can go answering till... Yeah.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu. Okay. So I always had this question in my mind, and I was thinking that one day I will ask someone and may I get a Shastric reference with this.
Yeah.
So, we, as you said in the one question back, that Krishna will reciprocate you to you according to your aspirations and according to your desire. But then we read in Prabhupada books and also in the class we hear that we have a Swarup, which is by default set. So, what if you want to reciprocate Krishna, to reciprocate with Krishna in Madhurya Ras, and your Swarup is a Shantya, so your Swarup is of a rock or a grass, whatever, but now you are desiring as a Madhurya Ras, so how does that work?
See, this question is okay, it's very nice, but this question is closely linked to another question, which is, the question of falling down from the spiritual world. So I am a little cautious about such questions here. See, I can answer. It is the repercussions of answering that I am a little worried about. As a Brahmana, I am obliged to speak the truth. I cannot give you something diluted.
Yes.
So I will tell you something, but provided that you will not ask a second question, all right?
Yes, sure.
Okay. In the Priti Sandarbha, Anuchhed number 10, this is the reference which I am giving you. This is where the answer to your query lies. In the Priti Sandarbha, Anuchhed number 10, section 10, Sri Jiva Goswami has answered your query. He says, Bhagavato Jyotir Amsha Bhuta. There are infinite forms within the body of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Right now, the form that you will attain finally when you go back home, back to Godhead, that form is existing right now in Bhagavan's body. When Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves, where did Krishna, how did Krishna manifest those cowherd boys and calves forms again? From where? From his body. Infinite forms are present within Bhagavan's body. Sri Jiva Goswami's exact words are Jyotir Amsha Rupa. They are present as one ray. Every body is like one ray within the body. Every spiritual body is like one ray within the body of Sri Krishna. When you attain perfection, one of these forms is assigned to the jiva who has attained perfection. In the spiritual world also, the jiva needs a body. In a spiritual world, the jiva needs a spiritual body. In the material world, the jiva needs a material body. So in the spiritual world, you are awarded a body, but that body is not freshly created. That body was existing eternally in a dormant state in the body of Sri Bhagavan, which means that no new creation has taken place. Otherwise, if we say that the body was newly created, then there will be a philosophical problem that creation takes place in the spiritual world, when in fact no creation can take place in the spiritual world because it is an eternal place, and in an eternal place new creations don't take place. Everything exists eternally. So that body is assigned to you when you attain perfection. And your jiva, you are the jiva, not your jiva, you will be associated with that body, and then will exist eternally in that particular body in the spiritual world. Now the second question may arise, what was I supposed, did I originally have a form there or do I don't have a form there? Therefore I said, second question is not allowed. Alright? I told you the reference, you please look it up. Priti Sandarbha, Anuchet number 10 of Srila Jiva Goswami, because these are the only places where questions of this nature are answered to a complete degree of satisfaction with no other questions remaining. These are the places where all these questions are answered. So I am giving you the references. You have to go and find out and you have to see what the previous acharyas of the sampradaya are saying. All right? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu.
His first question then.
Huh?
So his first question should automatically be answered then.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. So if you go through that section, you will be able to find. Yes.
But how do you answer? I mean, you cannot escape from it. Because it is in Prabhupada's purport.
Oh, Krishna.
You don't have a choice. Hari Parsatu. Prabhupada writes here, Sava esha brahma nishtha idam sariram martam atisrijya brahma avisampadya brahmana pushyati brahmana srinati. I'm sure you heard this many times. So Prabhupada's translation is, it is stated here that when a living entity gives up this material embodiment, enters into the spiritual world, he revives his spiritual body. So we could translate, I mean, that's not proper. Prabhupada already translated. We could say, okay, it was there. What is revived means it was there. Right. So we could reconcile that way.
Right.
But we cannot deny what Prabhupada put it there. Yeah. It's very, I was researching on that.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
Yeah. So this is, once again, this is like a, we have to reconcile.
Yes.
Certain Recons. Opinions.
Yeah.
Like Sri Narottam Das Thakur says, Mahajaner jai patha tate ha anurata purva para kariya vichar. So, we have two acharyas. One is Purva Acharya, like the six Goswamis. One is Para Acharya, the recent acharyas who gave us this wonderful institution. Now we have to kariya vichar, we have to think and reconcile. We cannot discount one acharya at the expense of another acharya.
Thank you.
This is, you know, our... The reason is because some devotees think one acharya is good, why care about previous acharyas? Some devotees think previous acharya is good, why care about recent acharya? Both are not thinking correctly. The Purvacharyas are the link to Shri Krishna. We can't break that link. And the recent Acharya is also a link. We can't break that link also. If we are discounting any one Acharya, we are breaking the link. And it is technically known as Ardha Kukuti. Ardha Kukuti means?
Half chicken.
Half hen. We accept one Acharya, but you don't accept another Acharya. So accept only that Acharya who appears convenient to us. So we have to see, you know, different acharyas, if they have given some different visions. Then if Sri Rupa Goswami says this, if differences of opinion occur, virodho vakya yor yatra na pramanyam tadishyate, yatha virudhyata chasya tadartha kalpyate tayo, in Laghu Bhagavatamritam. Virodha vakya yor yatra, within two sentences, if there is a virod, if an apparent difference is seen, na apramanyam tadishyate, one of them should not be considered as apramanik, or, you know, one of them should not be considered as non-bona fide. Yatha aviruddhata chasyat, try to do something so that reconciliation is possible between two opposite statements. Tadarthaha kalpyate. Try to find a meaning. Rupa Goswami says, try to find a meaning which reconciles the statements of the previous and the current Acharya. That is the line of approach that we should take.
So where does I know
Laghu Bhagavatamritam, a difference of opinion arises between Sridhar Swami and other acharyas on the point of pralaya, destruction. Does it happen every day or does it not happen every day of Brahma? So a difference of opinion arises between two acharyas on that point. Yeah, it's a big book, but unfortunately the numbering system of Laghu Bhagavatamritam is the weirdest that I have seen anywhere. The numbering system of Laghu Bhagavatamritam is one of the weirdest that I have seen. It's in the middle. Yeah. I will specify. Virodho vakya yor yatra na pramanyam tadishyate. Yeah, virodho. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Acharya folio will have. Virodho vakya yor yatra. You search only in Laghu Bhagavatam, you will get virodho vakya yor yatra. Right? Wonderful. Yes, you wanted to say something, right?
I have another question related to that, but I can discuss later.
Yeah, yes, sure.
I always want to say something. But, I mean, the point's well taken. I mean, these acharyas, they all know what they're talking about, and sometimes the problem is we just pick and choose and don't get the big picture. It's all part of a problem. Having said that, I mean, there's a heck of a lot of Prabhupada statements. Here he's talking to, I mean, just to reflect how we understand Jiva Goswami. I mean, we also come with lenses when we study Jiva Goswami as well. Hey, man, I'm talking, man. I got the mic. Here's one, just as an example. Of course, this guy wasn't a Sanskrit scholar. This guy, Graham Hill, he was a race car driver. But he was saying, so he was asking, how do we attain our spiritual body? He must be a devotee. Why is he asking that question? This guy's named Graham Hill. He's a high level.
Okay, so click it.
Huh? Graham Hill? Who's that? Do you know him?
No.
He's asking this question, how do you attain our spiritual body? Prabhupada says, you have got already spiritual body.
So he's not
going to. I'm just telling you that. So, but in one sense you can understand it, it's what? Sitting in a vault in the spiritual world?
Well, you know, okay, we can end here.
Okay. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Hari Parshad Prabhu ki jai.
Ananda Koti
Vaishnava. Very nice to see you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Hari Bol.